Chapter 1. How did the human person arise as an ethical being? Objective: to reflect on the origins of the human species and the emergence of the ethical phenomenon in order to appreciate its progressive and historical nature. 1.1. The emergence of the human person. One of the most important aspects of the process of humanization from the viewpoint of the history of life is the emergence of the ethical dimension in human life. This occurred when human beings became capable of recognizing, appreciating, and assessing things. Unlike other animals, human beings are not definitively determined by their specific biological structures or by the environment. The fundamental differences between humans and animals are not only biological in nature, but also behavioral, because humans have a distinctively intellective way of seeing reality, of assessing it, and of deciding to act. It is human beings' behavior that constitutes their distinctive identity and forms the basis of their dignity. The ability to reflectively carry out activities that are not strictly biological and to transmit them gives rise to the kind of activity that is identifiably human. This is what makes humans capable of creating culture, understood as a body of ethical and religious traditions, language and codes of interpersonal communication, literature and art, knowledge and technology. It is in the heart of cultural life where human beings' ethical dimension develops. In all of this, it is quite certain that humans attained their cultural capacity in an evolutionary process. A plethora of paleontological, anthropological, and archaeological data increasingly confirm this fact. When intelligence emerged among human beings, it led to a reduction of instincts, a dismantling of almost all the stimulus-based coordination that made human beings react in a fixed and predictable way. Intelligent human beings were freed from the exclusivity of impulses and instinctive drives as a way of responding to their reality. They found themselves increasingly pressed to respond less instinctively and more consciously. From pure reaction, they began to move toward freedom, from response to responsibility. One of the characteristics of early humans was that they lived in groups, that they had a community life. They gradually ceased to be members of a horde and became collaborators and companions. Although aggression persisted, the life of others came to be imbued with value, and a progressive broadening of horizons took place in their vision and their behavior. Their ethical structure, incipient though it was, kept them from killing their own kind and feeding on one another, even when food was scarce. As tribes began to adopt a settled life, humans discovered new values and developed new possibilities for maintaining a more human and rational way of life. The need arose to take responsibility not just for the other clan members, but also for the place where they lived and where their children would grow up. The moment came when they discovered the value of the family and the responsibility for one's own work. Over the millennia, human beings came up against new demands that aroused their sense of ethics in accordance with their culture and the evolving conditions in which they lived. In their shared experience, they gradually discovered new dimensions of respect and value, first as sympathy for other people's needs, then as an extension and refinement of this feeling in consideration of others' interests. Irrational aggression and the desire to dominate were eventually replaced in their consciousness by demands that went beyond immediate concerns. Human beings cannot live by simply repeating their species' patterns of behavior. Each person has the obligation to be creative with her own life. Human beings are the only animal that can get tired of things, that can be fed up, and that can aspire to a different world. By living together with other human beings, people come to see reality as reality, and not just stimulus. In this context, the language of gestures arose, then oral language, in response to the need to communicate. The ability to make sounds was harnessed for meaningful communication. The creation of oral language had an extraordinary significance for primitive people's ethical conscience. With language, they could manipulate verbal symbols as things and remember concepts. The word fixed the idea and enabled people to manipulate ideas conceptually and communicate them. In this way, early human beings were able to reach agreements. Through language, human beings were homonized and gradually came to be ethical beings. Thus, new forms of stable living not only played a decisive role in homonization, but also in humanization. Social life served to stimulate and perfect intelligence and to reveal what it means to be human. Human beings discovered the potential of what was to become their conscience and their freedom. In dialogue with their fellows, they learned to think, to choose, to be themselves and of themselves, and to share. The written word was a subsequent step in the development of the human person's ethical conscience and humanization. It is important to point out that only slowly and gradually did humans discover different values. Their growing understanding of the world and of themselves aroused their sensitivity to human values. When human beings appeared on the earth, they already possessed the incipient capability to become free. They had to choose from among various alternatives in order to take charge of their reality. It is impossible to determine just when people began to reflect on their own behavior. Morality arose as a defense of the individual and society, at the level of both individual and community subsistence. Without behavioral norms, human societies would fall apart, and individuals ran the risk of not surviving. Human beings managed to survive thanks to their intelligence, which is the basis of their ethical dimension. Ethics developed, above all, as a defense of life. Ethical conduct is both the fruit of human survival and the bastion where the survival of our humanity is safeguarded. The ethical dimension is one of the ways that people defend and construct their lives. It arises from the social life of human beings and the difficulties and conflicts that this entails. At this early stage, ethics can be understood as a set of rules of the game for being and becoming human, and for being and becoming full members of society. These rules are not arbitrary, but they are not prefabricated either. They must be discovered and elaborated. These rules of the game are the result of choosing one possibility among many others. They are not the expression of all possibilities. They are the specific manifestation of a historical way people have found to be human. In the constitution of the human person as an ethical being, ways of living in society played an important role, as well as what was declared to be forbidden or allowed. Ethics as an experiential and existential phenomenon is a way of dealing with the problems of living in society. As civilizations have grown, people have gradually discovered their own conscience and their own value. At the same time, family, community, the world, and transcendent values have taken on greater relevance and put people on track to being the authors of their own development. Discovering oneself as an ethical being means having an inkling of what is forbidden and what is allowed, what may be done and what may not, what leads to personal fulfillment and what does not, what promotes life and what defeats it. The need arises to live by choosing among different options, which implies in turn a need for criteria, judgments, and assessments. The ability is developed to sympathize with others and their interests, as well as to react when one's own interests or those of others are being trampled. Moral norms are established, evolve, and develop depending on the type of human settlement, economy, social organization, religious life, and even artistic sensitivity. In response to the most urgent needs, norms were devised that would safeguard what human groups found to be relevant and valuable. Depending on the way society was set up, its relationships with other groups, and its religious beliefs, morality took on different shapes and imposed different demands. Only relatively recently did ethics break fully into our awareness. In Greece, ethics began to be distinguished from its religious dimension, and the first attempts were made at giving it consistency, coherence, and a grounding in reason. Thus, ethics emerged as a discipline. This happened 3,000 years ago. Humanity's instinctive and emotional impulses reached their apex in the tendency to be ethical. This human dimension allows people to shed light on their own actions and steer them towards specific goals that often go beyond immediate satisfaction and aim at more complex objectives. 1.2. Consequences of considering ethics in an evolutionary framework. Humanity has undergone an evolutionary process that affects not only its physical organic development, but more importantly its mental development, its ability to understand reality in itself, and the idea of what human beings can expect and what they should do. Ethical evaluation is internally linked to the awareness and evaluation of one's own personal being and that of others. As people widen their horizons and venture out of their personal circle of concerns, they will broaden their perception of their rights and obligations and feel responsibility for realities that are less and less immediate. People's ethical conscience can thus extend as far as their understanding and their intellectual capacity can reach. Unlike other higher mammals, human beings' morphological shortcomings make them, from a biological point of view, a creature that is poorly adapted and not specialized to survive and flourish without effort. This forces them to develop their specific qualities. Human beings are the unfinished animal. They stand before themselves as before a task. They find themselves in a special position because they strain in the opposite direction from the rest of living things, and a different organizing principle is involved, their freedom. Ethical reflection cannot overlook the fact that human beings have been possible, have developed and made their life under constantly changing conditions and circumstances. Human beings have become ethical within a process of evolution, within history. Under this sign of freedom, human beings' existence becomes a task and an activity. Their own life is their personal responsibility. In order to improve it, they must make use of all their abilities. This incompleteness imposes an obligation on human beings to develop by bringing out of themselves the possibilities of their own fulfillment, though effort, painful learning, and failures, while resisting natural impulses and actively seeking their self-improvement. Within an evolutionary framework and in accordance with human beings' nature, the ethical dimension is both a breakthrough and a condition of their development. Human beings evolve not only like other higher animals in the ability to adapt, they evolve primarily in their psychophysical ability to grow more and more intelligent, conscious and free, more sensitive to reality, more in charge of themselves, more capable of giving of themselves, more co-responsible and aware of the totality, and therefore more and more human. As ethical beings, humans have had to give a historical and creative response to fundamental questions about their own action. We thus find in different primitive societies different ethical responses to the same problems. The fundamental, constant, and universal affirmation of ethics could be stated as follows: human beings are called to be more and more human. This statement has the advantage of underscoring the ascendant, dynamic character, and the historical dimension of this vocation. The ethical conscience is a step forward in the process of humanization. Codes of conduct may be rudimentary and subject to criticism from many perspectives, but the awakening of an ethical conscience is in and of itself one of the greatest leaps forward on the road to humanization. Summary: human beings are not only ethical beings, they make themselves ethical beings. They gradually discover their personal fulfillment in concrete ways. The ethical conscience awakens and develops in experience shared with others. It is shaped by its surroundings. In turn, it influences its surroundings by the actions it takes. The fundamental principle of ethics could be expressed as follows: human beings are called to become more and more human. Ethical reflection must be done within an evolutionary and historical framework, even as it affirms constant criteria, values, and principles, plus Christian reflection. In Christian life, this condition of humans as unfinished beings was of vital importance from the beginning. Saint Irenaeus, for example, said that just as it is inherent to God to be perfect and to have everything from the beginning, it is inherent to human beings to be imperfect and to gradually acquire their own perfection. He also affirmed that God had made human beings so that they would grow, and that human growth did not just imply becoming older or more numerous, but also growing internally, tending toward perfection. Human beings' action is not an accessory to their life. It is the element with which they make their life, and a condition for their temporal and eternal fulfillment. Saint Irenaeus also said that the image and likeness of God, in which human beings had been made, was not just a fact about their origin and dignity, but also a task and a vocation fulfilled perfectly when their model, the decisive factor in their life, was Christ. As Saint Paul said, people in their life have the call to reproduce Christ's image and to participate in his glory. The history of salvation is not tangential to or separate from the history of humanity. God's revelation and saving action follow the slow steps that humanity takes. The human species is the mold, the shape, and the language where God's word is expressed more and more and better and better. Activities A. If human beings have evolved, do you think that fact changes the understanding of ethics? B. What role do you think ethics plays in the possibility of being more human? List three consequences of considering ethics in an evolutionary framework. Divide students into two groups. Each group represents a stance on ethics. One group conceives of ethics within a stable framework, while the other approaches it within an evolutionary framework. Both groups come up with strong arguments to defend their position. Think of cases in which history has witnessed an evolution in ethics. True or false, people have always had sufficient understanding and basically the same understanding of their duty in the world. True, false. Human beings are always the same, and what they should do never changes. True, false. The only basis of ethics is human nature, which never changes, so ethics should not change either. True, false. Human rights have been the same now since the time of creation to the present. False. It is enough to follow God's commandments. True, false. Ethical knowledge has progressed over time and with great difficulty. True, false. People's only obligation is to be authentic. think as they wish, say what they think, and act as they please. True, false. Customs are different among different peoples and cultures, and it cannot be said that some are better than others. True, false. There are objective, valid criteria for judging the customs of peoples and their cultures. True, false. It is reasonable to be unreasonable. There is no reason to abandon reason. True. Everything that appears to a person to be evidently reasonable is good for that person. True, false. A human being's primary obligation, in order to be truly human, is to be reasonable. True, false. It is not allowed to say that something is not allowed. True, false. The ideal is not to have to justify anything or answer for anything, but to live as one pleases. True, false. Concepts homonization. Transition from unreflective animal life to reflective human life, which does not exclude divine intervention to move past previous stages. Humanization, process in which human beings find themselves immersed, by which they become more and more human in all respects, conscious, free, responsible, autonomous, supportive, transcendent, etc. Human nature, defined by human beings themselves, it is what human beings are, what makes them human. Human nature includes the notion of development, growth, historicity. Nature is the source and cause of things being in movement or at rest. It is that which makes things be what they are in themselves, and not accidentally. Aristotle, Phys. 2, 1, 192b, 20. The knowledge of nature, like the knowledge of reality, is progressive. Questions. What is the difference between the process of homonization and the process of humanization? Homonization is a biological process characterized by the acquisition and development of properties that distinguish the species, such as cranial capacity, 3500 cc, the ability to walk upright, the use of hands, the way of eating, etc. Humanization, on the other hand, consists of the process by which a person gradually becomes more intelligent, conscious, free, responsible, supportive, generous, fair, autonomous, etc. What role does language play in human beings' ethical development? A decisive role. It made it possible to communicate meanings and values and to agree on norms for living in community. It accompanied and facilitated the development of intelligence and the moral conscience. It was able to fix verbal symbols as things and retain them in memory. What does awareness of humanity mean? The perception that people have of the value of others and themselves as subjects, of their interests and needs, and, in general, of everything that connects them to other people, consciousness, freedom, responsibility, solidarity, etc.